Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And welcome to the SmackDown preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Sidgwick from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of Friday Night SmackDown. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review SmackDown, but also Monday Night Raw, NXT Dubai. Oh! For now, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week completes with a bigger quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Sidgwick to look ahead to SmackDown tonight. The rare that you and I get to do this. SmackDown has been doing...
Get to do it?
SmackDown has been doing huge numbers recently,
out the
hasn't
ass.
It?
Numbers out the ass.
What do you make of the show?
Not special. Honestly, I sat in the office yesterday, and you were there.
Yep.
And Murray was there. I was talking... My nerds, we don't go, all right, okay, write about wrestling and, you know, we do talk about other things, but we do talk about wrestling.
Yes.
An awful lot because we're super invested in it and all the rest of it. And I am getting to the point now where it kind of feels like I'm taking crazy pills. Like, the last two episodes of his flagship program, and Shawn Michaels has got more to do with NXT 2.0, so Triple H's two main objectives, right? The last two episodes of his television that I've watched were built around getting over Dominic Mysterio and Karrion Kross as top heels. And I'm thinking, this is the thing that everyone's doing cartwheels over. And this is meant to be the new Buzz promotion. And there's another wrestling media guy. I won't bury him because, you know, I think he's all right. But he's got a terrible take here. Of AEW's turning heel and WWE's turning babyface. And I'm thinking... Dominic Mysterio and Karrion Kross, like, between them, if there's one handicap match in wrestling, I'm thinking, I could win that. Because Dominic Mysterio's useless. Sorry, he just is. And Karrion Kross, like, when he tries to do the forearms to the back of the neck, it's like he's just not really doing it. Mm. And, you know, he can't really do the submission.
Fresh.
It's like, I don't like the characters. I think it's all a bit dour. Like, the crowds aren't screaming their heads off. Like those early Dynamite crowds or the New Japan main event of the late 2010s or the Attitude Era or any really hot era. I know the numbers are there and that's where the crazy pills come in. I just don't get it. But, you know, the show isn't as bad as it used to be.
And yes, exactly.
And it's... I guess that's the thing that everyone's absolutely, again, until it gets better or until everyone gets bored of licking his arse, this curve he's inherited. He's inherited the Earth, Triple H.
Yeah.
The most money, the biggest inbuilt audience. We know the bottom of which has been reached in the pandemic.
Yeah.
With those 1.5 million and those record low demos, like tumbling below even holiday episodes, you know, like Labor Day and all the rest of it. So we know that WWE can and has, over the past 3 or 4 years, gotten as bad as a wrestling promotion could possibly get, Gary the Goat Garbutt. So he's got this inherent inbuilt audience that ain't going anywhere. And he's also inherited the absolute most generous comparative exercise in what Vince did to WWE by the end of his reign. He's laughing, Triple H. And I'm not. Everyone's coming around. Well, I'm not, Doug.
This is the thing, right? So I occasionally see things...
Shout out Matt Reigns.
I occasionally see things online about, like, why do you have Sidge talking about WWE? He clearly doesn't like the show. He's clearly biased towards AEW, blah, blah, blah. He's not. He prefers AEW. You make no secret.
Sometimes it's crap.
And you call it out exactly when it isn't. But I think it is good to have this sort of balance because
you're allowed to like it.
I'm positive, but I'm not going to sit here. And, like, I think the show's got better, obviously. But like you say, I'm grading on a curve. Basically, if someone said to me, okay, you can not freeze time, but effectively get the same kind of show from Raw and SmackDown every week from now on for eternity, I'd say, oh, I kind of want it to twist and see if we can improve it a little bit more. Because it's got a lot better. Raw's a lot less of a slog to get through. SmackDown, I've always quite enjoyed, I think maybe just because it's shorter and Roman's on it, basically. And there's still some great stuff on there on both shows. Triple H has clearly improved, and I do like the people that he's brought in. But I'm not going to sit here and say, no, you're talking out your arse here, Sid. This show's perfect. Yeah. It's not, for the exact reasons that both shows, WWE across the board, it's got better, but there's still a long way to go. I'd give it, what would I give WWE? Like a C+.
A C+. Like a bit better than passable, actually. Look at Gunther and Sheamus is incredible.
Yeah, I think maybe, I don't want to say B-, because B- in my head sort of implies it's going down, but it's like, you're trending in the right direction, but I still think by the end of this term, you can get a better grade.
Can you remember Jeff, our coma patient?
Yes.
I'm going to basically just waste another minute to the mid-roll ad to another similar analogy, right? Now, you don't have to be in a coma for this, right? Jeff, we'll just use Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Greg is a guy who likes wrestling, obviously, mm-hmm. for the purposes of this analogy. And, you know, he's impartial. But he's got good taste. He's not like me. He's more Hamletian.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell Greg, listen, Greg, what we're going to do is, we know you switched on. We know you like to get involved in the discourse and get sort of aware of the backstage goings on. What you're going to do is, from like 2 weeks before the Vince scandal hits, where there's no even inkling that he's ever going to go, right? Your internet in wrestling news is cut off, right? It's absolutely cut off. And for the next 2.5-3 months, you're just going to watch the shows. You're just going to watch the shows, right? Then you show him, right? You've been watching all the shows, Greg? Yes. Good. Thanks, Greg. Then you show him the Dominic Mysterio episode of Raw, right? And then you show him Dynamite with Jericho Danielson and that crowd just eating out the palm of their hand for every second, right? And you say to Greg, okay, thanks, Greg, for participating in this experiment.
Yes.
Here's the internet. Here are the top 10 news stories that have happened. He's like, oh, I thought something had happened because some of the NXT guys are back. I had a suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
The 24/7 picture's gone. I couldn't comprehend it, but it's Triple H in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Greg. Well done. What happened with CM Punk and the Elite? Did they get fired for something? Well, maybe. But you realise that it was a bit of a weird thing that they got stripped of the titles and all the rest of it. Okay. This isn't a news headline, Greg, right? This is discourse. All right, okay. WWE's the hot, cool promotion and AEW's on the decline. What? Is it? Because it doesn't sound like it nor look like it to me.
But I am enjoying SmackDown still because, like I say, there's things on both sides, basically, in terms of stuff that people will like. Like, I'm happy that Karrion Kross is back in WWE and not the Karrion Kross we saw on main roster before. I'm even fine with him doing the Scarlet gimmick because I was kind of a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine that in NXT. And his, you know, his just, you know, badass attacks and what have you. The changing things black and white, I can take or leave, if I'm perfectly honest.
It's so bad.
Yeah, this.
Can we talk about this very quickly?
Yeah, we might as well talk about it.
Is
now
there anything about Karrion Kross on the bullet points?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. Save it for later.
Okay, let's talk instead about a
Spoiler, don't like it.
A returning megastar on tonight's show. I'm talking, of course, of Logan Paul.
Yeah, and that's justified. He is a megastar. Yeah. He's probably the biggest star in the company, not named Roman Reigns. Or, you know, he's more known. So has it been announce what he's going to do?
I think it's just the usual. I can find the WWE copy for this because it's probably going to be his usual.
It's time to play the game!
Fill in the blanks of the copy. That's one of the games.
Logan Paul brings his blank to SmackDown. We actually can't.
Clothes? Now, Logan Paul brings his star power.
You're pretty close. Logan Paul brings his media megastar energy to SmackDown. He's going to cap off a hectic week by traveling to SmackDown this Friday night, they say. They put him over. He's impressed early in his tenure. One can only imagine what Paul has in mind with his next performance for the WWE Universe. What kind of chaotic energy will Paul bring to SmackDown? Find out on Friday, etc., etc. But obviously, this comes off the back of him having Roman Reigns on the Impulsive podcast, one of the best podcasts out there that isn't ours, where I've seen clips. It's really interesting. And your Roman, I think, comes across really well and opens up a lot about, like, suffering succotash and things like that. But also, potentially, I've read subsequently that after Roman left, Logan Paul kind of talked a bit about him when he wasn't there, suggesting, I think I could beat the Tribal Chief's ass.
Oh, well, I didn't know this. You've blew up my spot.
Oh.
But I had a different idea for where I could go, because it just might make for some interesting content. And I'd actually quite like to see this as a story. Genuinely, I think it could really, really do well. So the whole idea of when you're a celebrity, if you stick around too long, the fans might turn on you. Particularly since he's got very heel energy and he's insistent on playing a babyface to tremendous effect at SummerSlam, Jesus Christ. But, you know, there's always the risk that at some point anyone who goes part-time or anyone doesn't like Ronda,
yes,
for example, despite being mint and entering mint performances and having a better match twice with Nia Jax than anyone before or since.
Yeah.
The fact that she was just not doing the, you know, the reps or... So there's a phrase I'm looking for here. What is it? There's a phrase I'm looking for. Not earning the spot. Oh, what is it?
Cutting her teeth, earning her stripes. Using that. I'm using all the cliches, basically.
Yeah, and I want another cliche. A different one. Pay her dues.
That's it.
She ain't paid her dues.
You gotta pay your dues.
You gotta pay your dues. And eventually it's like, all right, I'm sick of Ronda now. And the precise moment I'm going to decide this opinion is best match yet. Against Charlotte Flair Survivor Series. So this could genuinely happen to the guy. We've seen it a million times. To sort of preempt this, what they should do is have Logan Paul come out, say something to the effect of, guys, I'm a very busy man. And I still want to earn your respect, and I still want to be considered a true WWE superstar. Now, I don't work as hard as everybody else. Put everyone else over, like, ingratiate yourself with the audience and say something to the effect of, but I've been watching the TV, and I've been loving it, guys. And I think I've worked out a shortcut to pay my dues. I want to be the Intercontinental Champion to prove to you that I'm a real wrestler, because that's a real wrestler's belt, and they're allowed to say wrestler now, and I can't think of a better way of paying my dues so that each and every one of you respect me by going to war with Gunther and then just watching Gunther chop the living shit out of Logan Paul. Can you imagine?
Dominic Mysterio over when he got the crap beaten out of him by Seth.
True, but no one's ever going to pay attention to Dominic Mysterio in wrestling, much less the media.
Yeah.
But can you imagine Logan Paul going onto Twitter with, like, that blackened chest, the big PCO from Walter, from Gunther, and he's, like, beginning to regret this wrestling thing. And that will go on TMZ. That will go on the news sites. A picture of his bloody chest. People will be going, God, I thought wrestling was fake. Or, that's what wrestling is now. And then, who's that? And it's Gunther. And he gets Gunther over. And it ties in with...
I
think that's an absolutely phenomenal idea, if I may say so myself.
I think WWE, Andy Murray suggested this earlier, he might be right. Crown Jewel, remember the 5th of November it goes down. And I think with what they did on the podcast, as we've seen before with WWE and podcasts and stuff, may well lead to a Crown Jewel match between Logan Paul and Roman Reigns, which is preposterous rankings, etc., etc. But it's one of those where it's the Saudi show and kind of anything goes over there with just celebrity matches.
I would love Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns in any other event.
Yeah.
Like a Mania or a Rumble or a Survivor Series or something or a SummerSlam, something that's like got the premium. He's not going to do Extreme Rules or like Payback or whatever the hell it is to do these days. But yeah, in any other setting other than Saudi Arabia.
Exactly. He's going to try and bring his prime drink over there, which I want to give a shout out to Dana for sending them to the What Culture Office. I forgot to thank them for that. But yeah, he's, like you say, he's someone who's going to bring even more eyes to the product. And it, as much as I think, well, the title's not changing hands there, it is one of those things that you just go, yeah, that's going to get a hell of even more of a buzz around WWE and even more of a buzz around Roman. And yeah, we're beginning the slow ramp up towards, well, potentially the biggest match ever in Roman's career if he faces The Rock at WrestleMania next year. But who knows? But I thought we could do the old...
It's time to play the game!
Because if they don't take either of our suggestions and they just have Logan Paul show up and... well, I'd just have him match against Chad Gable, if I'm perfectly honest.
Yeah.
If you want to have a good match, because, yeah. But maybe instead, Michael Sidgwick, maybe a legend from WWE's past, face or heel, because let's be honest, it's a roll of the dice here, comes out to interrupt him. And then tonight on SmackDown, we're going to tell you what match you can look forward to. So I'm scrolling through the WWE alumni page. Whenever you are ready, tell me when to stop. Give me a number between 1 and 4. And as long as it's not someone that I just can't read out. You have got quite the lineup here. Number, pick a number between 1 and 4, and this person will come out, challenge, and fight Logan Paul on tonight's SmackDown, and that's a guarantee.
Number 2.
Wow! Okay. Let me just give you the other options that is what you could have had.
They're
all good. They're all mentionable. You'd have said 1. We'd have seen tonight on SmackDown, Logan Paul versus Marty Jannetty.
Oh, boy.
You'd have said 3. It'd have been... Oh, no, it wouldn't have been possible because it's taped. But we'd have had quite the headline because it would have been Logan Paul versus Matt Hardy.
Oh, yeah!
Meanwhile, he's fighting Darby Allin on the other channel. Check out the Rampage preview.
Yeah.
Hear about that. It could have also have been Matt Stryker, your teacher. But you said number 2.
So hang on. So Stryker, Hardy, Blank, Jannetty. So Marty to Matt. RST. So is it RST? Matt. Any of the Mats? Any of the Moors?
It's a deep pull. I'll say this.
Mass. I'm getting warmer. I can see it. I can feel it. Mass. I don't know.
Transit. No. It is tonight on SmackDown. Make the graphic, ladies and gentlemen. Share it around social media. It is Logan Paul versus Mason Ryan.
Yes! Over in Wales, by the way.
Yes.
Bit of insight from... We did a pair of live shows in Newport and Cardiff. Again, thank everyone so much who attended because it was so fabulous to do. And hopefully Wilborn can definitely do the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Mason Ryan, obviously, being Welsh, was very much over. The mere mention of his name, it was the easiest way to get a pop out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like basically like doing like the local sports team. Aren't they great? Oh, yeah. Mason Ryan was the local sports team. You know what was really funny?
I'm just looking at, sorry, I've gone on to Barry Griffiths' Instagram page, the former Mason Ryan, and he's a Cirque du Soleil performer. Looks like he's still pretty jacked. Still could probably go.
No one knows who anyone on NXT UK is. Like, seriously.
Really?
It was like, no one had a clue about, no one in the UK had any clue about NXT UK wrestlers. I know it's a small sample size, but it's just funny to pretend.
It
actually
is.
You don't have to pretend, because if it was successful, it wouldn't have been binned off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right, let's look ahead to some of the other matches on tonight's SmackDown. And we have a fatal four-way tag match to determine the number one contenders for the Usos tag titles.
Not another one.
You've discovered this today, haven't you? It's a yes. Bit of a cheat code.
Triple H is obsessed with booking multi-person matches to determine number one contenders to either singles, championships, or tag teams. We got the five-way that Ronda Rousey won, correct?
That was last week, yeah.
There was a five-way that Sheamus won to get a Gunther, mm-hmm. a Clash at the Castle. There was a four-way on Raw, not this week, but last, when Strowman returned,
yep.
Which Strowman ruined and buried a tag team division, or more to the point, Triple H did, Pepper H.
Mm-hmm.
Gone off the revival in DIY, have you? And now he's got another one.
We aren't going to be able to review these shows, of course. Monday's a bank holiday here in the UK due to the Queen's funeral, so we'll be back to normal service on Tuesday. But I will point out, you know, I'm a positive Pete. But I 100%, if we were reviewing this, would bury this if we don't get the discovery of a team laid out backstage. Because how on earth can you have, and I know wins and losses don't matter, they should, but they don't as much in WWE, how you can have the next team to challenge these dominant tag team champions who are probably going to eventually get beaten by Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, have the New Day in it. Los Lotharios, I don't remember when they last won a match. The Street Profits, that's fine. Love the Street Profits. Love just seeing them all the time. And Alpha Academy. Juice, please.
Juice.
But how you have, those are the four tag teams we pick. And I know they were the ones in the match. That's why they're doing it. The Braun Strowman ruined. Where are the Viking Raiders?
Like, it's the same as the FTR problem. Like, where are FTR? You know why FTR aren't in the tag team mix at the minute. Because Tony Khan, eventually, when he puts them in another title match, wants them to win. So it's senseless to put, in his mind, to put them in one now if they're going to lose, because that will diminish their star power. But wrestling's always had this problem where it's like, well, why aren't they in it? Oh, well, they're not the best, but we kind of need them to be the best on a big show and get some stuff out of the way first. So I don't really envy a wrestling promoter. It sounds very, very hard, to be perfectly honest. But I think it's honestly worse in the case of FTR, because I can't remember the last time they wrestled on Dynamite. What he could have done in the meantime was like, right, okay, well, they're busy with the obligations, mm-hmm. defending the AAA, New Japan, and ROH tag team championships. So what's happened is I've booked the Acclaim to go 2 minutes on Dark, and I've booked three other tag teams to go this amount of time on Dark, just to protect the fact that FTR have literally got number one. If there were rankings, I'm sure at this point the Viking Raiders would have the number one next to their name. I'm just sure they would. But it's a visual representation on the AEW side, and it just really doesn't work. But the Viking Raiders logically should be in it. They've done more to earn their shot. So it makes no sense, but I just wanted to mention both companies because I don't want to be accused of being a shill.
It feels like AEW and WWE having a competition where AEW's laid down Jungle Boy and Christian Cage, and WWE appears to have put down in, as an alternative to that, The New Day and the Viking Raiders for a feud that will carry on forever.
Oh, God,
I can't remember when they both when both of these feuds began, and I can't picture when they're going to end. I thought the weird Viking boat match or whatever it was the other week was the line underneath it, but then The New Day have leapt over them. If I'm booking this, Los Lotharios get laid out backstage. Oh, who could it possibly be? Because you need two heel teams, two tag, two babyface teams. You've got New Day and Street Profits one side, and then you've got Los Lotharios being replaced by the people who attack them, the Viking Raiders and Alpha Academy. And maybe you can book the Viking Raiders versus the... Like, they kind of have to win.
Which teams are in it again?
New Day, lot for now, Los Lotharios, Street Profits, Alpha Academy. It's going to be this for a match at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, it's going to be a babyface team. Ultimately, I would probably go with, because I've seen enough of the Usos and Street Profits for 1 year.
And you could do something with them and the Viking Raiders at Extreme Rules that could be quite fun.
Yes. And the New Day and the Usos, again, I'm quite bored of that, quite frankly, the amount of times I've seen it. But we've never seen a ladder match. And Triple H, if you look at his booking patterns, he's very fond of going back to things that work. He's very, very risk-averse, very safe. It's not a bad strategy. It can be an uninspiring one, but you know what works, works. And if they do a ladder match at Extreme Rules, that's the one thing that is amazing, hasn't happened by now. Mm-hmm. So that would be my guess.
I like that, yeah. Because I just have to, you have to have the Viking Raiders in there. But you could, the only way you can say, oh, a team could beat the Viking Raiders is with weapons, but you don't want to book a heel versus heel match, even though the Bloodline are kind of seen a little bit as baby faces by the fans. And maybe you could have Sami Zayn helping them retain against the Viking Raiders. Regardless, they should be in this match. They're not. Hopefully, they will be by the end of SmackDown. And, yeah, it kind of needs to be a babyface team. And, yeah, the New Day, I think that's the best way we can book this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, quite a few easy outs of just multi-man matches to determine number one contenders going on. Let's talk about Karrion Kross then. He attacked Drew McIntyre in the midst of his match with Solo Sikoa in the main event of last week's SmackDown. Fallout from that, presumably tonight. Drew McIntyre is going to want to get his hands on him, and that's going to set up a match at Extreme Rules, which Karrion Kross should win, and then Drew McIntyre should turn heel, in my opinion.
Yes, that's, but you've basically covered every single base. This black and white thing. This Ooh. Black and white thing. It's so
that's
stupid.
A good L.
I get doing effects in an entrance. The idea is that it's a kind of a heightened world, and boxers have special entrances. Yeah. No one's under any illusion. Like, footballers come out to themes. It's just part and parcel of sport as theatre, because sport is theatre. So doing some silliness with just some kind of effect or other, be it a colour filter, pyro, whatever, during an entrance, it's fine. It's meant to be an occasion, a spectacle. I don't get the in-universe explanation for the screen going to black and white. I think it's meant to be this metaphorical thing where it all goes very dark when Karrion's around. Lame. Lame and senseless and nonsensical and cringeworthy and stupid and something I would happily never ever see again as long as I live. It's just phenomenally stupid because you either think of it as an effect that's meant to conjure a mood. Much like in film, you'll see certain colours being saturated to reflect that, oh, it's a bit of a dismal town mm-hmm. here and all the rest of it. But it's a live production of something that the in-arena audience is seeing something mm-hmm. different to. So I just don't think... Something like this can work in Lucha Underground, which is an incredibly elastic
yes.
universe that doesn't necessarily... bend to the whims of our reality and all the rest of it. But in something like WWE, AEW, New Japan, this bollocks will not stand.
No. And yeah, what happens in the arena? And I've never liked when people fiend Sin Cara or otherwise have their own little, this is what I do to the arena lighting. What? Why? What? If you were given a power, some entity says you can have any power you want, slightly changing the lighting wouldn't be my first choice.
I don't understand. There's a few options. Superhuman strength. You could walk around head held high in the most dangerous areas or do whatever you want. travel the world anywhere, and you know, if you get into a bit of bother, you can just chin someone, right? That I can understand, right? That power usually comes up when these questions mm-hmm. are posed. Invisibility is for perverts.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't ever pick that. What are you using that for?
Yeah. Watch the film Hollow Man. There you go. There's your answer. Right there.
Flying.
Yeah, always me. Flying.
I feel like it would be a buzz. I feel like it would be an absolute thrill to do. And at the minute, I travel on the metro system, a rail transport system, right? And at the minute, my area, the station, is affected by a 3 month long, and it'll take six.
Yeah. You ain't seen that because 2023.
This metro system is the bane of my fucking life. Job's worth finding you.
Oh, yeah.
For forgetting the day on which your weekly pass expires. My God. I got out reams of paper tickets. Like, I'm obviously doing this every week. Come on. It's a mistake. Have my possessions. I will go and buy one right now. I'm not trying to get away with a fast one. So I hate the metro. It's always late. It's broken down. And their attempt to fix the core problems with this useless system, mm-hmm. right? Or like a floor work or something. And so now I have to take the bus. Wilborn, you saw this in person. What happened to me on Monday morning? I sat in pace. Because buses are the worst things ever.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't notice until, so you have to get the bus now, adding time to commute, a bus replacement service.
Notoriously reliable.
To then get to the station that isn't affected by the works, to get a connecting train to get to the office. And I'm standing on the platform for the connecting train. Bear in mind, I have to be among the public, get on a train, then walk the distance to work. My back of my jeans is soaking wet. And I'm thinking, what was on this bus? And I noticed like a little bottle of fridge milky stuff had been like spilled in the seat in front of me. I was like, ah, well, that's buses for you. And then when I got off, I've sat in milk. There's not worse than milk.
Awful.
Like if you, because it smells like sick after a few days.
I remember Angle talking about when he couldn't have time to shower and he had to get on a flight and yeah. it was curdling in his ears.
Oh, no. And I think, sat in milk. One of the worst. It's the worst thing you can sit on. And I just had to like dive to Tesco. I've looked like I've crapped him. Looked like I've absolutely shat him. I hate it so much. I feel I'm humiliated. Buy new jeans, which I didn't want to buy.
I love this because I thought you had emergency jeans in the office.
So no, I've spent about 80 quid on this metro, and that's not even my ticket. If I'm getting fined, or if I'm sitting in piss because you can't clean your vehicles properly, and it turns out I think it was piss. So I had to buy new jeans for this. Anyway.
So not a fan of the Gary Cross gimmick.
That's why I would fly.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's why I would fly.
I would like that. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, you're going to rail replacement bus service. And you just go, and then just shoot up into the air.
That's why I would fly.
And we talked yesterday, I think.
I didn't smell it long enough to determine accurately whether it was piss. It just wasn't.
It was just wet.
It wasn't water. It wasn't pop.
We talked yesterday, me, you and Hamflet, about WWE brain, that he and I especially have when it comes to pitching booking ideas to you, and you go, that's dumb. And we go, yeah, but we've had 20 years of this, so this is the way our brains work. So my prediction for tonight is maybe another Karrion Kross attack, but prior to that, a Drew McIntyre promo saying, I'm going to get you, Karrion. You distracted me in my big match at Clash at the Castle. You screwed up my... But I wanted to get my hands on Solo Sikoa. And if you thought you saw what I did to him, you HSU, I do to you. And then out comes Scarlett Bordeaux and goes, he's going to kill you and I'm going to watch. And she's got the old...
She likes to watch.
Did
you see her acting?
I did. I think I noticed that.
Oh, my God.
She acted like she was very, very into...
More, yeah.
...the thing, so... Yeah. So there's an audience for it. Look on YouTube comments. Yep. There is an audience for this.
I think she's going to do the whole TikTok. This one. What's it called?
Hourglass.
Yeah, I was going to say egg timer. Then not quite the same, really, is it? Not as threatening that. longer. You're going to die. And Drew McIntyre is going to make his second mistake in this feud with Karrion Kross, because he's probably going to cut it in half with a sword. And then you're really buggered because you've touched his...
You've touched his clock. That doesn't take.
What do you make of the whole Ronda Rousey situation right now? It feels like the last time we were on this, we were going, so Ronda Rousey's meant to be a babyface, but everyone's booing her. Then they sort of went, right, bollocks. You're a badass heel and you don't take any from anyone. You get suspended and you just chuck money about. They've somehow babyfaced her here. I think he was their corner of a bitch the other week and get his arm broken for his troubles. But she is now the number one contender for Liv Morgan, an experiment that's quite clearly failed. It's inevitable, in my opinion, that they put the title probably back on Ronda and have another go at turning her heel.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the build for this at all. I understand they've tweaked Ronda's character, overdue, and it's nowhere near as cringeworthy. She still is Ronda Rousey, even though it's so weird how little of a star she feels. And the ratings probably don't reflect that take of mine, but in the arena, she doesn't feel like a star. But being a star who could just take or leave this.
Yeah. Like Connor coming into WWE.
Like, she will just say, no, I'm going to say what I want to say. But unfortunately, it's the one time you don't want someone to cut an unscripted promo, because she uses these really weird long words, and she's almost more suited for being in the creative team, because, like, the kind of things that they write that everyone kind of hates because it's word soup and stupid wordplay, like, she actually says it. Like, in reality, it's weird. Just the one, you know, I was like, no one talks like that. You know, yeah. Miller's gimmick. And, yeah, like, that's the take of, like, oh, I can't really connect with WWE, because the way these writers script these promos doesn't feel real, because no one talks like that. Actually, Ronda Rousey does.
Yes.
It's weird. It's like a match made in heaven almost. So less of that, more of getting a manager.
I saw this on Twitter. I've seen this numerous times. I know it's difficult with where he is at the moment, but I'd just give a Heyman. It feels really easy, this. Like, Heyman, when he was with Lesnar, Heyman, now he's with Ronda. Like, that is perfect. And maybe you...
Also someone who could play that role.
Yeah, and maybe even long-term, you have her have another heavy.
Get Lambert, get him out of AEW for me.
Let's go! And you can maybe even have Shayna Baszler as, like, added muscle, as if she needs it, because they've been working on that storyline for a while. Yeah, I think in the interim, it's just going to be really weird, because they're going to be... They're going to try and have their cake and eat it too with Ronda Rousey and Liv Morgan. And I don't think this is going to help Liv Morgan whatsoever. And she's going to say, I beat you. And we're all going to go, you beat her twice, but both times, I'm not too sure about it. You know, one was a cash-in and one was a mistake, let's be honest, by a referee. So...
A lot of rubbish this program's been.
I just switched the title.
Go to Papa H.E. rather.
Switch the title back to Ronda. Begin the
start again.
Turning her heel again. Liv Morgan can have another title run down the line. She's still beloved by fans. This just doesn't work right
now. Beloved. She's got like an online following.
Granted.
Beloved. Dusty Rhodes is beloved.
Yes. But
Antonio Inoki was beloved. Steve Austin was beloved.
And someone else who's beloved is the leader, the face, the voice of Maximum Male Models. I'm talking, of course, of Max Dupri, right? And very, very, very rarely do I reference WWE.com exclusives, or whatever you want to call them, because...
Digital exclusives, sorry.
But they...
Don't apologize, I don't care.
They very rarely actually matter, but I am clinging on to every hope for this. Now, I will say this. People say, oh, Sidgwick, you're so grumpy, you hate WWE. You don't hate Maximum Male Models.
I love them.
You watch that Marseille Mansoir... tag and pose moment on SmackDown the other week, and you were like, well, these guys are brilliant.
Yeah,
they've
awesome.
Obviously got Maxine Dupri there, and then we got a glimpse, and you could...
Wilborn man!
We got a glimpse of a return to former glories. We've seen a lot of NXT people getting a bit of a resurgence under Triple H. Max Dupri on this digital exclusive was trying to give Maximum Male Models a bit of a pep talk following their loss against Hit Row and, I don't know, Street Profits or someone else. And he revealed, you have to go through the day to get to the night.
Yeah.
Could we see a transformation for Max Dupri? Keep Maximum Male Models, Do that with them. Marseille and Mantua can do that. They're hilarious, pouring water on their muscles and doing that ridiculous tag stuff. If you want a manager with them, you've still got Maxine right there. But could we see main roster WWE, the biggest star, arguably potentially the guy to take the titles off Roman, all the titles, and hold them for even longer as he held them right now? I'm talking, of course, Michael Sidgwick of LA Knight.
Yeah!
Let me talk to you.
Let me talk to you. Not a boy.
Shoes of a champion. Check out this jacket. Shoes of a champion. Wait, did I say shoes of a champion twice? Yeah. He's the best.
I love him. Absolutely love him. Some of his work in NXT 2.0, while not blow away great, you can still get about. And I think he'll work perfectly for the main roster. They don't want to see intricate grappling.
Nope.
They don't want to see intricate grappling. Oh, really methodical things. Like, he's just an all-round guy who can just get himself about and do moves.
Bombastic.
Bombastic. Great crowd interaction. He knows how to time his stuff, as limited as it is well. As limited as it is well. But he can get himself about. Underrated athlete. Nothing special, but if that character gets over, basics will be special because that's what star power does. I've always said it's Schrodinger's charisma with LA Knight. He does an impossibly great impression of being charismatic, but the idea is if he was that charismatic, he'd be making it by now. But maybe he just needed the opportunity because our love of him has gone from a bit ironic to always a bit like The Rock, and you know, it's funny. I love him.
Yeah.
He's just a presence. He's captivating. He's got something. And I'm beginning to think that he's not just pretending.
Yeah.
His inspirations are obvious, but you can't be that over amongst the boys, the boys.
Hmm.
Like, we have ironic over, but I think we have fallen in love with LA Knight.
Yeah.
And I think WWE is the perfect place for him. NWA was never going to be big, but, like, you'd still have, like, real slow burn match quality. I think he's the perfect TV wrestler who never really made it to TV, and this character is coming to TV, so.
And I know Vince isn't there anymore, but he's got the body, hasn't he?
Oh, he's got a physique.
So
he's got everything that every version of WWE wants.
Yeah. So hopefully, and I'm not suggesting we fold Maximum Male Models, far from it.
No.
But let's use this to birth another talent, and then you can have both of them, because let's be honest, they're pushing Hit Row more than they're pushing Maximum Male Models right now.
Yeah.
So let's bring in LA Knight.
Yeah.
Go and check it out. It's a promo from Power. And tell me you don't. 45 seconds, tell me he's not instantly over.
Yeah.
Because he's just the best. I love him. Right, let us know your thoughts ahead of SmackDown tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. As I said, make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and Sidgwick will be back a little bit later on today to preview AEW Rampage. But for now, this has been the SmackDown preview. My thanks to Michael Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.